Paul, start with Dustin Byfuglien. Any update on?
Yeah, lower body week to week, sometime just after Christmas is what I'm shooting for.
Tucker goes in. You talked the other day about wanting to get him into a game, and I don't imagine it was under these circumstances. But
that's the way it is, right? That's the way this always happens. Somebody gets nicked up, and you get your chance. And the other guys on the blue line, every one of them has been looking for a few more minutes. You know, they've all felt that window of 22 to 25 is where their game will excel. So we've got lots of guys excited about the chance to play.
To be without Toby Enstrom and now Dustin Byfuglien, yep. You feel you have the troops to sort of weather the storm?
We do. We've had a pair in kind of Kulikov and Myers, and they come off the bench maybe in the 5-6, but clearly they don't view themselves as that, and neither do we. So they'll get closer to the minutes that they want to play. Ben's been in the game for a while now. He's got some experience. So we've got kind of two young defensemen. We don't talk about Morrissey as a young man, so we've got and this guy's not 18. Tucker's got some American League games under his belt. He's played some games in the NHL, so he's ready to go.
Any update on Steve Mason and how close he's getting?
Yeah, you know what? Real close. So he's past that last kind of hurdle. We'll get him through, get his heart rate down. Do we just want to really make sure with this one, if we're taking him off IR, we know he's ready to roll and he can go in and back up tonight if he was. So we're just going to give it a couple hours here, make sure he is where we think he is.
And then just last one for me, but with this schedule, I think tonight's 15 and 28 sort of conclude that run. You guys have had very little practice time over these last 4 weeks, a few scheduled practices that have ended up being optionals or whatnot. So how much of an impact do you think that has maybe on recent play of late, just to bad habits creep in without a lot of practice?
No, I don't think the practicing I think we've been a little off at times with our hands, but the chances for don't necessarily show. We're generating enough. We're not hitting the net as much as we like. We've been a bit loopy in some of our defense, and I think maybe that's sometimes in your legs stopping and starting and grinding. But none of it is far enough off for me to say that that's the deciding factor. Everybody gets tired. Everybody gets fatigued. We're doing this. We're actually happy about our schedule. We're gonna spend about 35, 36 days either on an airplane or on the road in a block from about November 5th to Christmas, which is, you know, both coasts twice. That's tough. But that's what this is going to look like each and every year, because it's still way better than it was a year ago when we did this for 2 months with six sets of back-to-backs and 12 time zone changes. So I'm not complaining about the schedule because I've seen it be a lot worse. It's just what we have to deal with in Winnipeg. So we deal with it as best we can, and we keep them off the ice a little bit. The guys will tell you they don't miss the practicing. Coaches will tell you we'd like to practice a little bit more. But that's our set of cards, and we got to learn how to play them right.
Paul, just your thoughts on the little line A Ehlers line as of late, say the last month or so?
Better. I thought, you know, their game for me really started to move in the right direction in L.A. and in Anaheim, two tough buildings on the road, and they were real good. And I liked, you know, parts of their game against Tampa, and I think the game at home here, they played very well. So when Nicky's skating well, you're seeing Patty getting more physically involved in the corners. We're not trying to turn him into but he's a big, strong man that can control the puck. What that line hasn't had, what we're hoping they can build to, is offensive zone time. So it was almost in and out. And recently now they're starting to get the zone time. Patty's got a lot to do with that, being able to control pucks at his size and then created, you know, our two best chances of the night in Tampa happened just before they make that game 3-3 with Nick Ehlers really moving. I like the way he's skating, so I think they're coming.
With Dustin out, will you put Jacob Trouba in that first power play unit, or what's the plan there? And I mean, he's played on the power play before, but what do you like about what he can bring to it?
Well, I like that he's really excited about it. I think that... you know, our power play took off kind of in the Philadelphia game this year, and happened to be Tyler back there, and that unit got it going before kind of the Shafe's unit kicked in, and then we had two going for a long time, so we just left them. And I think in November we were number one in the league, so Jake had to wait, right? And now he gets a chance with what a lot of people consider the A unit, and it's something that he's always wanted. Again, with these injuries, there's about three or four guys, maybe five guys on our blue line that are looking at this. This is a real good chance for me to show what I can do.
How big a factor is his ability to get his shot through from the top?
It would be a real big factor. We haven't put a lot of pucks through from the top, but it's because we've been putting a lot of pucks through from the seam and into the slot. So that's where we've been scoring from. But he does pull it well, makes pretty good passes off that pull, and then he can get it to the net pretty quickly.
What kind of growth have you seen from Andrew Kopp this year?
That line has just quietly gotten better and better and better, right? So Andrew's had, he had a breakaway in Florida early on that game. Their job is to make sure, at the very least, if I'm not running Scheife against the other team's best, they're going out there. So the first is the other team doesn't score. The second thing is, can you play in their end? And that's where they're at right now. They've been a really good defensive line, but now they're starting to play in the other team's end. 10 of speed really helps. Lowry skating, he's big, heavy body. But they're making some plays with the puck, too. And I think you're going to see that grow. They've started with a real simple game, which is where their starting point is every night, but they're starting to make some plays. Andrew's at a 4 now. If we can get all those guys over 10 off that line, we'd be pretty pleased.
I know Buffalo hasn't scored yet, but still a big presence in your lineup, right? What are you losing with?
From this year, the real physicality, too. He's really brought that part of his game, and he's worked real hard at this year of not being in on every rush, and that's a challenge for him because that's certainly where he's scored his goals really from the past, or either from the flank shooting where Patty or Scheife is now. So we've got that covered off, or it's in off the rush, round on the back of the net, making plays toward the net. And he scaled that back, so that's why his goal numbers are where they're at. That's a big minute guy that moves the puck, creates a lot of offense with some of those passes. So yeah, there's a big hole there.
What was missing from Ben Chiarot's game in Tampa?
The pair wasn't going particularly well, and again, it's an ice time thing. Sometimes you get guys that are just kind of waiting to go. I have always felt that five defense is the right rotation. If you could play five guys healthy, their minutes are where they want them to be. Didn't love the pair, pulled them, put them back in after Dustin got hurt.
Clearly that sends a bit of a message to Ben. Do you immediately send him right back out and give him a chance to redeem that then next
Yeah,
game?
I didn't mind his play. He had a tough night in Detroit, but his play around it's been pretty good. It's happened to just about most of the forwards, with the exception of about three or four guys. If their line's not going, I got to make some a bit of adjustment. I didn't like the way the goal went in. They got called back on the goalie interference. I thought Benny could have done a little better job with that. But when they're rolling the lineup that they're rolling, sometimes you just get those five guys out there and get them as much as you can. You look at the minutes after the game. You got four really happy D. They like those minutes, and we're going to want to see them play that here.